Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, vitamin D shown to boost cancer immunity. But first, British patients are set to trial a new jab, which it's hoped could stop some cancers in their tracks. The mRNA jab is custom built for each person in just a few weeks, and it works by telling the body to hunt down cancer cells and prevent the deadly disease from coming back.
Yeah, obviously it's really important that people take part in things like this, because otherwise how else can we move forward, you know? I mean, think, like, so this trial, you know, in 5-10 years time, someone's going to be really, really benefiting from this potential drug, you know, and it starts here, I guess.
Steve Young, a music teacher who was diagnosed with melanoma a decade after finding a bump on his head, is one of the patients receiving the jab. The Game Changer injection's designed for people with melanoma, but it has the potential to stop lung, bladder and kidney cancer as well. A stage 2 trial of the jab involving pharma firms Moderna and MSD found it dramatically reduced the risk of the cancer returning in melanoma patients. And now this final phase 3 trial is being led by University College London Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. Dr. Heather Shaw, National Coordinating Investigator for the trial, said the jab had the potential to cure people with melanoma, and it's being tested in other cancers as well. Now, a team of archaeologists at the University of Portsmouth are the latest experts to explore the bones of an almost full T-Rex skeleton called Trinity.
Trinity is about 12 metres long and about 4 metres high. It's absolutely enormous. Standing in front of it, you get a real sense of how big these things actually were. They're very wide as well. They're really, really robust dinosaurs.
Megan Jacobs is a PhD student at the university. He's part of the team examining the bones, which are from 3 different T-Rexes, hence the name Trinity.
Which means we have 3 animals to look at rather than just the one. Although they're sort of all pieces, there's about 50% of the skeleton in total and about 290 original bones. And that's a lot to play with when you're looking at dinosaurs.
The team will collect data on the size and appearance of the bones, the age of the dinosaurs, and any ancient evidence of traumatic injuries and disease. And Megan told us there's plenty we still don't know about these dinosaurs.
It's a really, really exciting opportunity to see if there's anything in the skeleton that could shed light a little bit more on how these animals lived, or something about their physiology or anything like that that could make us understand what they were doing, how they were doing it a little bit better.
There's new research that suggests vitamin D has yet another benefit, offering improved immunity to cancer. A study in mice showed that the vitamin encourages the growth of a type of gut bacteria, which gives the animals better immunity to the disease. The researchers found mice given a diet rich in Vit-D had better immune resistance to experimentally transplanted cancers and improved responses to immunotherapy treatment. They said this could one day be important for cancer treatment in humans, but we don't yet know how and why vitamin D has this effect via the microbiome. Despite an outbreak of bird flu impacting cows in the US, cattle in the UK are not being tested for the virus, according to Sky News. It's reporting that the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, or DEFRA, said reports of the virus in UK birds and poultry are currently so low that it doesn't consider cattle to be at risk. Scientists believe the H5N1 virus has been spreading in US dairy herds undetected for several months. And so far, 33 herds in 8 states have been confirmed to be affected by the virus. According to the US Department of Agriculture, the virus is also spreading between cows. Coming up, good news for biodiversity. Conservation is working. Plus, the robot dog that comes with a flamethrower. Stay up to date with the latest tech and science news by hitting that follow button during the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. A decade-long study looking into the impact conservation work has on our environment shows it is slowing the decline in biodiversity. Researchers spent 10 years reviewing our efforts to protect nature, and more than half of their research focused on Western Europe, North America, Australia, and New Zealand. They observed flora and fauna, as well as wildlife, including turtles, crocodiles, algae, coral, and more. The authors of the study say their long-running research, published in the journal Science, is the strongest evidence to date that environmental intervention and conservation efforts are working. Now, remember Spot, the cute robot dog made by Boston Dynamics? Well, now there's a new similar-looking robot dog for sale in the US that comes with a flamethrower. It's called Therminator, and it's being sold by a company called Throwflame, which says the bot has Wi-Fi connectivity, an hour of battery life, and a range of 30 feet. According to the website, it's designed to be used for wildlife control and prevention, as well as snow and ice removal, and even entertainment and special effects. The Verge says it's apparently legal in 48 US states, and it's being sold for just over $9,400. And finally, an arts venue in London is launching a new experience this summer, combining music, art, and neuroscience to show what your brain does when you listen to music. The venue, Frameless, is hosting the experience using EEG readings to capture participants' brain activity while listening to Pink Floyd's hit song, The Great Gig in the Sky. The EEG readings reflect the participants' excitement, interest, relaxation, and stress felt while listening to the track and will be showcased within the experience. Ahead of the launch, a limited number of attendees are being given the opportunity to have their brain data recorded and projected onto the walls in one of the galleries so they can witness their own brain data visualized. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for The Standard Podcast for the latest news and analysis. We are back on Monday afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.